the Minnesota Superior Sound Studios. It's Wisecrackin' with Winter.
You got the sound turned down on your TV?
Yeah, do you hear it?
Not anymore.
Okay, it's down.
All right, let's go ahead and start the show here.
Hello, friends. It's time again for Sports Chat with the Big G.
Yeah, I'm so proud of it all.
Brought to you by Twisted Catering.
Bing, bang, bing.
Balloon sculptures made and delivered with care. Shoot them an email at pwood282003@yahoo.com. The very best in balloon sculptures.
It's another day that ends in Y, so it's time for Wisecracking with Winter. We got a big show today. I brought the Big G back into the studio. Dad, are you there?
Yes, fine.
We've had a lot of goings on in the world of professional sports.
Yeah,
and
you're right there.
Yeah, I think it's best we first start talking about your historic Chicago Cubs run that ended in failure, just as I predicted.
Well, there's a big doing gone there, because I think somebody from the mafia in Chicago or New York stole the team.
Stole the team?
Yeah, because that wasn't the same team I seen play the first two games of the playoffs. It was a whole different team. So I think somebody stole the team and then crones. They had to be crones that were playing in that in New York.
Crones or clones?
Clones.
Okay.
Because they wasn't the same team I saw.
So do you think it's another 1919 Chicago White Sox type deal where they got bought off?
No. Well, that
what
was
are you saying?
Bought and paid for.
So are you saying this was bought and paid for?
No. I don't know what the hell happened. They'll be back next year. They'll be back. They got a good enough team and a good enough power. They'll be back.
They'll be back, and they'll lose yet again.
Well, I don't know.
What was the year that they won their one and only World Series? Wasn't that the year you were born? 19...
I got you born.
What was the year the Cubs won the World Series?
1919, I think it was.
The year the White Sox threw it.
Yeah,
so
I think it was the year.
The one time they won it was the year the White Sox
threw it. And they've been talking about it ever since.
Yeah, but do you believe... You happen to be with a woman that has friends in Chicago, so you've been to a lot of Chicago Cubs games. I mean, how many have you been to in the last couple of years?
Oh, I mean, I see them a lot down when I go down to Arizona. I watch them quite a bit down there.
A lot of spring training.
Yeah, probably five games down in Arizona and then one game up in Chicago. And if they play here in Minnesota, I go to that game.
And you've been to Wrigley Field.
Yeah, three or four times.
How many people there are sober out of the 20? I mean, I don't know what
the capacity
is.
I think I counted 10.
If you were a Cubs fan, like full-time, let's say you gave up on the Twins and you became a full-time Chicago Cubbies fan, would you become an alcoholic?
No.
I think that's the only way to get through a season.
No. That's the only way you keep watching a losing team. If you drink enough, every team's a winner. So that's the only way they figure how they come out ahead. If you get drunk enough, it don't make no difference if you win or lose. That's the way we used to watch the Vikings, too.
Yeah. You used to go to a lot of games at the old Metropolitan Stadium over there in Bloomington,
But I didn't take too many sober breaths when I went.
Did the Vikings invent tailgating, yes or no?
No, at the old park out in Bloomington.
Right, at the Met, at the Metropolitan Stadium.
Yeah.
Is that where tailgating
originated?
That is where it originated. It wasn't Lambeau Field in
No, there was no Vikings before they come here.
Right, but did they invent tailgating in Green Bay?
No, the tailgating started at the Gophers.
They were the first professional team to have tailgating?
Yeah. Well, Gophers ain't a professional team.
Well, whatever. But, I mean, you know what I mean.
But the college, the tailgating there went for many years before they started tailgating at the Vikings games. I can remember a lot of good times at the Gophers way before the game ever started, and not really going to the game, just keep right on partying right through outside.
What was your drink of choice back in the 70s when you were going to all those Gophers games?
What was what?
Your drink of choice back then in the 70s when you went to, what was it, Old Brewer Field? Or what was the
whatever
name?
Whatever fit my hand.
So most of the time you never even went into the game? You just would sit out in the...
No, we always went in.
Yeah.
Not so much on time.
Yeah.
But we were there eventually. But it was cold because if it got a little cool there, you sat on concrete because that's an old stadium and the seats were made of concrete.
What was the name of that first Gophers stadium?
Oh, God, what the hell was the name? It was named after somebody. I don't remember who it was.
Hmm. Well, I'd look it up if I really cared.
Freeman Field or something like that. Or Berman Field?
Berman sounds right.
Yeah.
Berman like Field? That. All right, was it rat-infested back in the 70s? I heard that it was.
Wow, they say, but I never ever seen one there. Well, it was in the hole, and then the concession was even down a little further, so I went down, and you're pretty close to the river. I went down if there was rats, and wherever there's food, there's going to be a problem, but I'd never ever seen a rat. You'd have to talk to the old Al from that place poker with us. He was the engineer around, all electrical engineer there. He could tell you about the rat, but I never ever seen him.
Who could forget old Al?
Yeah.
So where was it more fun to tailgate? Gophers or the Vikings?
Vikings.
Why? Vikings. Because you could get drunk and they would usually put out
it was closer to home.
What was the drink of choice back then in the 70s and out in the parking lot there over at Old Metropolitan Stadium? Was it schnapps?
Snowshoes.
What's a snowshoe?
It's vodka and whatever else they put in there.
So vodka...
Everybody has their own idea about a snowshoe. So we tried it all.
And it usually improved the experience.
That most people drank was snowshoes.
Vodka, and then whatever you could find to put in.
Yeah, whatever you wanted to pour in with it.
Nice.
Warmed you up. It was a lot of times it was 10 below there. We never were cold. But it was a good time. I went with a neighbor with Jay, and me and him went. He was a Viking fanatic.
Yep, he still is.
Oh. Yes, he is.
He's one of those guys.
Pretty soon now.
Right. He's one of those guys. I mean, not everybody in my listening audience has met Jay.
He went to three Super Bowls.
All right. And he's the guy that if you're watching a game with in a living room or a bar or whatever, he's the guy that's standing up. He's screaming at the TV. When the Vikings have a bad series, he's the guy who gets so worked up, he has to go outside. He has to go outside. Can't watch the game.
Oh, he's crazy.
That worked up about
it. But he went down to New Orleans, and he went to the Kansas City, and he went to one other one. But he said it was $50 for the ticket to the Super Bowl.
$50.
$50.
Don't you think it ought to still be $50?
Yeah. Right now, it's probably 10 times that much.
Is it on your bucket list to go to a Super Bowl in your lifetime?
No. Not on my bucket list. It might be on a lot of people's kick the bucket list, but it ain't on my bucket list.
How about if the Vikings ever made a Super Bowl, would you consider spending the money?
No.
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 You could have more fun, I think, watching it with a bunch of friends in your home than you could in a stadium where it's some goddamn loud you can't hear yourself think.
Well, what about that halftime entertainment? You got lots of big acts these days. Some people almost watch it for the halftime show.
Yeah, but for what you pay to get in there, it ain't worth it overall. I don't know. Everybody's got their own thinking on this. I just don't think it's worth that kind of money.
Would it be worth it to you? Let's say, would you spend $400 to go to the best Super Bowl of all time?
No.
You wouldn't?
I would go to World Series.
Game 7 of the World Series doesn't have to be the Twins.
I'd pay the money to go to that.
Would you spend $400 to go see Madonna in the second row?
No. I wouldn't pay $2 to go see Madonna if I was on the stage with her.
Well, what if the stage show was the best stage show you've ever seen in your entire life? Still, would you spend the money? I mean, something you'd never forget. Like, the best thing you've ever seen.
Why are we talking sports? What are we doing on a stage?
Well, that was, I did a podcast with a friend of mine a couple weeks ago, and he went to the Madonna show, and he spent $400 to sit in the second row.
Okay.
For Madonna.
Okay.
And we were arguing about that. I mean, is that spending too much money?
Well, if you got that kind of money to spend, and you're a big fan, go for it. But I just wouldn't.
What if somebody gave you a ticket?
I don't think any entertainer is worth more than $50 to go see.
What if somebody gave you a ticket to the second row to go to a Madonna concert? Would you go?
Well, sure, I'd go.
You'd go?
I'd go there and sell it.
You'd sell to the first sucker, wouldn't you?
Yeah, one born every day.
That's good. Well, your hometown Vikings won today, 28-19 over the Detroit Lions.
Yes, they did. They looked very bad in the first quarter, but they come around. Detroit is so bad, though. It just, they just don't have no defense. Well, they traded their best goddamn defensive player. He was an idiot, but they traded him.
What was that guy's name?
Shoe, wasn't it? Or he was a big guy that got in trouble all the time.
Ndamukong Suh.
I think so. I don't know.
Or it could have been Ndamukong Suh.
Whatever it was.
Well, he's playing for Miami today. Or in Miami now.
Did you see what they did? They rolled over. They beat a team like 52 to something. Over Oakland, I think it was.
No.
No, they were Oakland playing San Diego. Miami won big over somebody today.
Texas. The Texans. They beat them 44-26.
Yeah.
Now, they recently fired their head coach and replaced him with an old tight end.
That could be.
Ever since they fired their head coach, they're 2-0.
Well, that happens.
Why is that, though? I mean, why is it? I mean, you get rid of the old coach, you put in some guy. Why do they all of a sudden start winning?
It's about his offense and defense. Or they play a less quality team that following week when the new coach is there, and that sort of pays off for them, too. It's just like they fired our coach, and the new coach got Detroit for the first game. Well, Jesus Christ, it's almost a lock to win. You don't even need a freaking coach to win.
Are you talking about when they fired Denny Green or when they fired Childress?
No, that was well-deserved.
When they fired the sheriff?
He belonged in college, and that's where he should have stayed.
The sheriff? Denny Green?
Yeah, but he's coaching college. He wasn't really shit in professional.
We went to the playoffs like 10 years in a row.
Did he win? No.
No, but, I mean, he fielded a competitive team every year, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, they had a lot of talent. They drafted very well back then. Now, I don't know. I think they got a good defense coming in right now. They're drafted very well in defense, but that's all they drafted was defense. Not so much with the offense, except this Giggs, is that his name?
Giggs?
He's going to be very good. His first year.
The wide receiver. The wide receiver,
yeah,
right?
Fifth round draft pick. Yeah, that's what he was.
His name is Stephon Diggs, or Stephon Diggs.
D-I-G-G-S, eh?
Yep, Diggs. He had 6 receptions for 108 yards and a touchdown today.
Yeah, Peterson, Jesus Christ. He ran in the line, he had 10 yards until he luckily broke free for 1 for 75 yards.
Yep, he had a 75-yard run.
Otherwise, he would end up with probably 20 yards if he wouldn't have got that run. And I know what I personally think.
What's that?
I think that he pissed some people off on our offensive line, and they're not blocking for it.
Really? Conspiracy?
That's what I personally think. I think that's what he did. He pissed some people off because he didn't get the block that he used to get when he used to make get through his holes. If you just watch,
okay,
when he runs, wherever he runs, everybody, nobody blocking there. It's like they told him to go left, and all the blockers went right. Just watch it. That's what I'm thinking. I think he pissed some people off.
Pissed him off how?
Blocking for it.
With the whole beating his kid thing?
Well, when he broke that one today, he busted out the outside and luckily got around the guy that missed the tackle.
Right.
Well, every time he went up to the middle or off to the side, he didn't have no blocking in front of him.
So the Vikes
locked on your own.
So the Vikes are 4-2. The Lions are 1-5. So they're pretty much out of it.
Bears are out of it.
Let's take a look around the league. A little bit of a whip around here. Aren't the Bears on a bye this week?
Or, I think so. Them in Green Bay.
That could be. We'll take a look around the league. The Raiders are beating the Chargers 37-21.
Yeah, Chargers. I thought were a better team than that. They look better.
Chargers are 2-4. Raiders are 2-3. Do you think it's going to be an up year for your Oaktown Raiders?
I don't know. I don't pay no attention, really.
Giants are on top of the Cowboys, 27-20.
I'm watching.
500 Giants versus the 2-3 Cowboys. Are the Cowboys going anywhere this year?
God, no. No. I don't think they will.
The Seahawks beat the 49ers 20-3. The Seahawks improved to 3-4. Niners are 2-5. What happened to Colin Kaepernick in San Francisco, their quarterback? What's he doing wrong, in your opinion?
Well, they traded everybody away. They traded half the goddamn team away, plus the coach. That's what happened to the team.
So they're doomed in San Fran,
well,
is what you're
I'd
saying.
Say for until they get their team back.
Is it Kaepernick's fault? Do you blame the quarterback? Is it Kaepernick's fault?
It ain't one guy that wins the game. It's a team that wins the game.
True.
So you can't blame one guy.
How about the surprising Jacksonville Jaguars? They blew a lead against the Bills in London and came back to win 34-31.
You answer me this. How can they spend $1 billion and not put it on TV?
That game wasn't televised?
No.
I thought it was.
You could get it on the internet. What the hell? it would come out at 8:30 this morning. So I get up, come into the room, turn the TV on, look it up in the paper, no TV. What's going on with that?
I don't know. I guess maybe not enough people are interested in the Jaguars and Bills to turn it on.
They just were bragging it up the day before how it was making so many millions and millions of dollars by taking it over to London or wherever they're playing.
Yeah.
Then they don't televise it. Come on.
Is it a conspiracy?
Yeah. Everybody wants to watch football from 8:30 in the morning till 11 o'clock at night. Everybody.
Right. Yeah. No.
Not.
Will London ever get a professional team?
Well, they have. They've had teams over there every year for the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, just, you know, playing. Will London ever get its own team?
Well, no.
Why is that?
Soccer is their game. And they'll never stop playing soccer. And soccer is the biggest draw in all the countries except the United States.
It's getting bigger there, or here.
Everywhere.
Will you be attending any soccer
match? Well, they're going to build a stadium right on Snelling and University Avenue there.
Yeah, don't you know.
Where the old bus terminal was.
Over in the Midway.
Yeah, well, that's where I used to work, at that bus station. So there's something like 15 or 20 acres there, and they're going to build it there.
Will you be getting season tickets?
What?
For soccer.
No, that'd be another one. If they gave me a ticket, I'd go over and give it away or sell it. There ain't a more boring game in the whole frickin' world.
Right. What is it about soccer you don't like?
Everything. Everything. It's just boring. I suppose if I would watch it from young until when I'm 69 now, I'd probably 69. Be enthusiastic about it, but right now, no.
You have no time for soccer.
No, that's why when you got hurt playing soccer that one year, that first year you played,
yeah.
I was happy as hell because you wanted to quit. It was a real shame. Oh, we got to go.
Yeah, soccer's, yeah. I never yeah, really liked soccer.
You got kicked in the chin and you said, I'm done. And I said, oh, good. We left.
How about the Redskins and Buccaneers today? Redskins come back. Biggest comeback in franchise history to win 31-30 with Cousins at quarterback.
Well, Tampa Bay, or who did they play?
The Redskins played Tampa Bay.
Yeah, Tampa Bay ain't that good. Redskins got lucky there. They got three great quarterbacks. They can't figure out which one to play.
Well, they've been playing Cousins.
Yeah, he's good.
What happens to Robert Griffin III?
I don't know, or is it Manuel Memorial or whatever his name was? He was
what?
Heisman Trophy winner.
What? Robert?
He's on that team too.
Who? Robert Griffith III is the all-star quarterback.
Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah, from Baylor.
But he had one good year. That's enough.
Yeah, then he messed his knee up, and he hasn't been the same ever since.
Yeah. He's a great quarterback, but he likes to run too much, and when he runs too much, he gets killed.
Seems to be that way.
Well, they should all take a lesson from Fran Tarkenton. That guy used to run all the time, but he would lay down. He wouldn't fight him. He just, when they hit him, he'd lay down. But he ran a lot, and he never, ever got hurt.
Fran the man.
Fran the man.
Falcons.
Right now, he's a multimillionaire.
Yeah. Falcons
running
beat the
business with financial.
Yeah, it's like
an
investment firm. Falcons beat the Titans 10-7. Falcons improved to 6-1.
We're not going
to
run through all these scores.
Well, we got a couple more. You got to cover everybody, Dad. People count on you.
No, you do.
Falcons improved to 6-1. The Saints beat the Colts 27-21. Steelers lose to the Chiefs 23-13.
They didn't have a quarterback.
The Steelers do?
Quarterback. He didn't play.
Roethlisberger?
Yeah, he didn't play.
Roethlisberger didn't play, and I think Vic played. Michael Vick.
Yeah. Well, Vic's good. He's a damn good dog raiser.
Yeah, he's kind of known for that.
Yeah. He'll put the bite on you for Gracie.
Well, let's move ahead. Let's if there's some people out there that like to bet on football, apparently millions of people do, let's have you pick some games next week here. Without the spread, this is just straight up. So I'll start off with Patriots and Dolphins. Who do you like?
Patriots.
Okay. Lions and Chiefs. A couple of dogs there.
Chiefs.
Buccaneers and Falcons.
Falcons.
Cardinals and Browns.
Cardinals.
Niners and Rams.
Rams.
Giants and Saints.
Saints.
Ooh. Your hometown purple, the Vikings and Bears. Who do you like there?
Vikings.
Okay. Chargers and Ravens. Who do you like?
Ravens.
The 1-5 Ravens?
Yep. Upset week.
Oh, that's your pick 'em. Bengals and Steelers.
Bengals.
Titans and Texans.
Titans.
Really? That's another battle of the...
Yeah,
shit teams, yeah. Jets and Raiders.
Raiders.
Really? Upset. Seahawks and Cowboys.
Seahawks.
The Chickens. Packers and Broncos. Two undefeated teams playing Sunday Night Football next week. Who do you like there?
Where's it at?
Ah, good question. I'll tell you. It is...
Wherever the home team is, that's the team that's going to win.
Really?
Yes. I would guess they're at Green Bay, though.
Doesn't say where it is. Well, if you're really into betting, then isn't the second team always the home team, or is it the first team?
Second team.
Oh, then it's in Denver.
Then Denver will win.
Yeah, but Peyton Manning hasn't been that good this year.
I don't give a shit. They'll win.
Colts and
altitude there has a lot to do with the game.
It's hard to breathe. Have you ever been to Denver?
What?
Have you ever been to Denver?
Yes, I have.
Have you ever purchased marijuana in Denver?
There what?
Did you ever find it hard to breathe there? I mean, how long did it take you to acclimate to the altitude?
I don't know. I suppose an hour. But if you're running, it's a big difference.
For me, it took a long time. The minute I got into Denver, I got really tired, and I, like, took a nap.
At the altitude.
Yeah, and I got up.
When you run and you use a lot of energy, the lightness of the air, you don't breathe like you do normally.
Right.
So I think Denver will beat Green Bay.
Okay. They also say that you can't hold down as much booze and stay sober.
I don't know about that.
You never drank in Denver?
No.
I tried it once. I want to see how many I could have before I just would fall down and fall apart.
Yeah, but you do that everywhere.
Yeah, it turns out I could drink more in Denver and not feel it, as opposed to a lower altitude.
Yeah, but the hangover lasts longer.
I wasn't really hungover either. Must have been all that clear mountain air.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from all the pot smoke. I mean, but not saying that I tried it.
Okay,
so, the last game.
Here.
Yeah, the last game is Colts and Panthers. Who do you like there?
Colts.
Really? Panthers are undefeated.
Who is?
The Panthers. Carolina Panthers. They're undefeated.
Oh. And where is it? It's at the Colts, all right?
It's in Carolina.
Here's the deal. There's always one week where there's a lot of upsets. And I figure it's usually about midway through the season. So I think next week's the week. It's a bookie week, I always called it.
Uh-huh.
There's one week and there's about five upsets. The bookies get all their money back and then ready for the Super Bowl or the playoffs. And this is how they do it. There's one setup week. And I've always believed in.
Okay.
I think next week's the week.
That's the setup week.
Yeah.
You did pick a lot of upsets. You picked the Ravens over the Chargers.
Yeah.
You picked the Broncos over the Packers.
I could be completely wrong.
You picked the Raiders over the Jets. And you picked the Colts over the Panthers. Those would all be upsets.
Circle them and we'll see what happens.
I'll write them down. All right.
I take the Mets over Kansas City.
The Mets over Kansas City in the World Series.
Yeah.
Why is that? I mean, you've always been a big Kansas City guy.
I think they got better pitching and better hitting. Well, the hitting's going to be awful close. But overall pitching, I think the Mets got it.
I like Kansas City.
Well, that's okay. I'll bet you $10 on that.
$10. Everybody heard it. It's a gentleman's bet.
Yeah.
So me and my dad, I'm already into them for $40 I lost on the Cubs because they kept winning. $10 a round, double or nothing. I said the Cubs wouldn't even win the play-in game. They won. Double or nothing. Said the Cubs wouldn't win the first round, and they won. So now I'm out 30.
40.
Oh, but then the next round we didn't go double or nothing. It was just 10. And
it went 10, 20, 40.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm going to win my $10. 10 of it back anyway. I like the Royals. I think this is their year.
All right.
On a sadder note, Flip Saunders passed away today at the age of 60 from Hodgkin's lymphoma. That's sad news.
Yeah, it is. He's too young to pass away like that. 60 years old is not long enough. I didn't realize that, but he was that much younger than I.
Yeah, 9 years
younger.
9 years
younger.
Do you think maybe it was stress? I mean,
no.
Running a franchise.
No. He's worked for the Timberwolves. How could it be any stress?
Nobody expects him to win anyway, so Who gives a shit?
Yeah, there should be no stress here. Kevin Garnett's going to end up owning that team, and he's going to run the whole show.
He's going to own it outright or just be like a part of it?
He's going to own them.
Really?
They're going to sell it to Garnett, and he's going to run it.
And what's going to happen once Garnett gets to be in charge?
I think he'll coach and own. I think he will.
Really? You think
he'll try it, but it won't work.
You don't think he'd be a good coach?
I don't know. Yeah, he would be a damn good coach. he can teach a lot of young kids how to play ball.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's going to set a lot of, he's a Hall of Famer. I think he will be.
Uh-huh.
For points scored and games played. He's a Hall of Famer.
What do you think of the interim head coach this year, Sam Mitchell, an old Timberwolf? How do you think he's going to do?
I think he'd go back to such a coach where he belongs. He's not a head coach.
Why is that?
I don't know.
He was a good coach in Toronto. He coached the Raptors for a couple of years.
Yeah, he was. They'll probably keep him on for a coach because this is a little late in the day to go looking for a coach right now.
Uh-huh.
So they're more like to keep him on this year.
Did the Timberwolves...
And if he does very well, they'll keep him on. But if he does, he's got a lot of young kids that need to be taught for about 2-3 years before they're going to gel into a decent team, I think.
Did the Timberwolves...
Got, with Garnett there, it's going to help to beat hell. Garnett can groove these kids into a good team.
How much playing do you think Garnett's going to really do? I mean, he's 40 years old now. He's my age. I mean, how much is he going to be really running around each game? 5 minutes? 6 minutes a game?
Who, Garnett?
Yeah.
He'll play maybe 10 minutes a game at the most.
You think that's all he can really handle?
He's there for training. He's there for training, and that's all. He's sort of like the guy from the Twins, Corey Hunter. He's there to teach the kids how to hit and control a temper. And
Garnett's going to teach somebody how to control their temper? All he does is lose his temper on the court.
I bet in baseball, these guys that lose their temper. Did you see that picture the other day? God damn, he went down after he struck out. He went down and took the bat and just beat the hell out of whatever he beat down with the bat. And he had it on film, for Christ's sake.
Which team was that?
It was in the last game of the playoffs against Kansas City and
Toronto. Toronto.
Yeah, Toronto. And I don't know. I think he was on Toronto team. And he struck out with two on, and he just went down and beat the shit out of his bat. It was all bat's fault. Had to be. Idiot.
And a controversial
we're
wrapping up. I wanted to get your take on the Minnesota Lynx winning their third WNBA championship in 5 years.
Good team, good coach, good owner.
How many games did you attend?
What?
How many games did you go to?
Not a one.
Why? Why don't you go to WNBA games? You're a big fan of round ball or the hoops.
Yeah,
I am.
I don't know.
Why don't you ever go? I mean, you're always talking up girls' sports and we should be nicer to women and watch them and they're just as good as men, blah, blah, blah. But yet, you do not attend any games.
Yeah, that's a shit. That's the way it goes.
Could you sit through?
I can watch it on TV. It don't cost me a shit and think.
Can you watch the whole game beginning to end?
Downtown.
Well, going downtown is not the end of the world to support your team.
No, yeah, but you're 30 years younger than I.
You just get on the train and they drop you off right at the old stadium. You can go in and sit with all the other women and watch basketball, in quotation marks.
They got enough people there. They fill it up.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
For Game 7 of the WNBA Finals, they filled it up. But like during the regular season, they barely fill up the lower bowl at Target Center to watch that crap. I tried watching it. I gave it an honest effort. I was sitting there and I was watching Game 7, and it was boring as shit. All they do is clang them off the rim and do layups. That's it. I mean, I can't find that interesting for 3 hours. What do you like about it? I mean, I'm not saying women can't play ball.
They're winners. It's the only team in Minnesota that's a winner.
Yeah, that's barely a team.
There you go.
I mean,
so it makes it pretty sad in Minnesota if you got the only professional team we got is girls basketball, and they're the only team that wins.
But can you watch it beginning to end and be entertained?
Yes, I can.
You can
I
be
like
entertained.
Basketball, though.
Yeah, but don't you like the physicality more of men's basketball, where there's some bumping, shoving, dunking?
No, there's some goddamn good shots in women's basketball.
Yeah,
some good players.
Yeah, great.
There's some good players.
They can hit jump shots, but
yeah.
But is that entertaining? to watch somebody shoot jump shots all game long. There's no dunks. There's no hard fouls. I mean, it's just boring.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Each their own.
That's my opinion. Yeah. And I apparently share it with a lot of other men.
You
because
and Sid Hartman.
Me and Sid. Yeah. Me and Sid,
yeah.
No.
Frickin' Sid Hartman, he won't say a word whatsoever about the Lakes. Even when they win the title 3 out of 5 years, he don't put a word in the newspaper about it.
Because you know why?
Credibility with that asshole.
Nobody cares. That's a problem.
Well,
Dad.
It's worth recognition to say one line, congratulate him. That simple old bastard, even a feeble mind, he don't know no better.
When did Sid Hartman kind of fall off for you? When he turned 90? Yeah.
When he was in his 50s, 40 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. He does all of his, most of his interviews are, all of his writing is done out of his house.
Well, I'm most sure. Okay.
He lives on the bluffs on the St. Croix.
Okay.
So that's where it's done mostly. Well, I'm going to say goodbye.
All right. We'll say goodbye. Right. It's been great to have you on, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. Dad will talk to you. Bye.
Bye.
What did we learn today? We learned that my dad is really into the WNBA, but won't attend any games. And he's not a fan of Sid Hartman. And called him like a, what do you call him, a stupid old bastard? What else did I learn today? Flip Saunders. I was a big fan of him. Seemed like a great guy. Rest in peace, Flip Saunders, who died at the age of 60 today in October 25th, 2015. He'll be missed in the basketball world. Fond farewell to him. The Vikings defense, that's definitely looking a lot better. The old man thinks the Miracle Mets are going to take the World Series. I disagree. Put all your money on the Royals. The Royals. He may be a baseball aficionado. He watches more games than anybody I know. He goes to spring training every year in Arizona and watches God knows how many games there in the bleachers and sweats his ass off. But take my word for it. If you're going to Vegas, bet the Royals. They're going to take it this year. And that's it. Hey, thanks for being a fan and listening to the show. If you see this post on Facebook and you happen to be one of my quote-unquote friends on Facebook, please share this post. If you'd like to get a hold of me, you can get a hold of me at wisecrackinwithwinter@yahoo.com. Also, the show is brought to you by Minnesota Superior Sound, mobile DJ entertainment. Check them out at minnesotasuperiorsound.com, or you can head to their like page on Facebook. Suggest your quote-unquote friends do the same thing. And that's it. Have yourself a great week, and I will speak to you later.
Hi, I'm Mitch Helgerud, executive producer of Wisecracking with Winter. On behalf of Mike and myself, I want to thank you for listening and subscribing. For all the Apple users out there, you already have the podcast app, so subscribing is easy. But for the Android people out there, it's a little more involved. So go to getwisecracking.com and click on the link to subscribe to the podcast.